Let's head to Arizona, a long-running red state, which is now turning blue. The Associated Press has called a victory for Joe Biden the first time in 24 years that a Democratic presidential candidate has won the state. Here and now's Peter O'Dowd is in Phoenix and joins us now. And Peter, first off, as I mentioned, this is a significant flip for Biden. What's the current margin of victory?
Yeah, it is a significant flip. And let me give you a little bit more context first. Not only is it the first time in 24 years that a Democrat has won the presidential race here, it's only the second time a Democrat has done so since 1948 with Harry Truman. So fair to say many Democrats are feeling really good about the numbers. One group of grassroots organizers said today that it still feels like a dream here in Arizona. Turnout, like it was across the country in many places, very high. Energy was high. The early votes came in first and showed Biden with about an 8 to 9 point lead. Over the hours that followed, it's now down to about 3.5. And I should say, of course, the AP has called the state for Biden. Other networks have not. And that's because there's still hundreds of thousands of ballots still to be counted. These are what's known as late early ballots or mail-in ballots that were dropped off at the polls on Election Day. Republicans are still hanging their hopes on those, and we should know more later this evening.
Well, let me ask you something else. You know, there were a bunch of battleground states on the map last night. Some stayed in favor of Trump, for example, Florida and Texas. What appears, even at this early stage, to be different for Arizona?
Well, one big key is Maricopa County, where Phoenix is. 60% of Arizona's vote is right here. It's in one of the fastest growing counties in the United States. If you win Phoenix and its suburbs, then you're likely to win the entire state. Now, Democrats nearly took Maricopa County in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. And this year, they're in the driver's seat because of a demographic shift that is very real. Look at new immigrants, Tanya. Look at young Latino voters going to the polls for the very first time. These are mostly Mexican-Americans. They're not the same as the Cuban or Venezuelan voters in Florida that helps hand that state to Trump. So we say all the time the Latino vote is not a monolith. There's an example of it. Another thing is those voters weren't going to go to the polls unless they were organized. And Democrats say this is critical to the state of Arizona. Over the past 10 years, Arizona Democrats and grassroots groups have been working very hard in response to strict immigration laws that the state has seen to get those voters to the polls, people who've never voted before. They've had a lot of really small victories along the way. I shouldn't say really small because they took the Senate seat in 2018 with Kyrsten Sinema, but they think this is a culmination. This election is a culmination of all that hard work that they have done. One Democrat told me it didn't happen overnight. It took years to flip Arizona.
Okay, and you've been talking to a lot of them, a lot of Democrats and Republicans. What else are you hearing from them?
Well, let's start with the Republicans. Early this morning, after the Associated Press called the race for Arizona, the Republican governor, Doug Ducey, was saying, hold on, not so fast. We need to count all the votes. He still believes Trump is alive. Congressman Andy Biggs, a very conservative congressman, said he's optimistic that President Trump will still win when all the legal ballots are counted. He says he's gone through this same experience before. He was down on election night. And then by the end of the week, he'd won when all the legal ballots were counted. Now, I'm not saying that the Associated Press is wrong by any means. What I'm saying is that elected Republicans aren't buying it, and they want to see all the votes come in. Now, behind the scenes, the Republican heart is less optimistic, I think you could say. One Republican told me today that this was a sea change in Arizona, that Phoenix and the suburbs clearly have turned blue. Another one told me that a surprise comeback for Donald Trump is really doubtful. On the Democratic side, a lot of optimism. There was a state lawmaker that I tracked down at a Starbucks parking lot this morning. His name is Aaron Lieberman, and he told me why he thinks Democrats won so big last night.
Well, honestly, I think we have a unique history of having dealt with a lot of really extreme ideas at the state political level, SB 1070, the checking the papers law, just crazy stuff that was jammed through the state, that there's been a reaction over the course of the last decade of just moving back to the middle. That's where Arizona was when I grew up. I think that's where it's headed. And I think because we've had a taste of some of those extreme politics for a longer period of time, we're more eager to just get back into the middle.
And to that point, Tanya, Aaron Lieberman also says there was no Democratic candidate aside from Joe Biden who was moderate enough to win Arizona. And he says at this point, Democrats have their eye on one more prize now, which is the governor's race coming up in 2 years.
Yeah. Another factor turning the state blue is also the U.S. Senate race, in which Democrat Mark Kelly, a retired NASA astronaut, beat out Republican incumbent Martha McSally. What can you tell us about that race?
Oh, this is such an interesting race, one we have been following on the show for a while now. So let me throw you another stat at you, some more context. First time in nearly 70 years that two Democrats from Arizona will go to the United States Senate. It's that big of a deal. Martha McSally, the incumbent Republican, always trailed in the polls the whole way through this race, even was trailing what Donald Trump was showing in Arizona. She just didn't connect with voters here. She was never elected. That's because she was appointed in 2018 after losing a Senate race to Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat, in 2018. So that is one of the reasons she failed. I think it's also important to point out, though, Tanya, that we shouldn't expect Mark Kelly to go to Washington, D.C. and be a rubber stamp for the Democrats in the Senate. He's likely to be very moderate, just like Kyrsten Sinema is. He is likely to drift toward the right when it makes sense to do so politically. I mean, that's how Democrats win in Arizona. And, you know, he should be there sooner, actually, than many other senators who won this election. He could be sworn in as soon as this month, at the end of the month, because it was a special election.
Mm. There are also some interesting ballot measures that were passed, including legalizing recreational marijuana.
Yeah, 4 years ago, Arizona tried to legalize recreational marijuana, and it failed. The ballot measure just didn't work out. But this year, it worked. And so Arizona has joined a handful of states this year to legalize recreational pot. There was also an interesting proposition on the ballot this year that would fund Arizona schools. And it would do that by raising taxes. Not an incredibly Republican idea. I don't think that race has been called quite yet, but it appears to be in fairly good shape. So you have both measures there in good shape for Democrats, right? A sign really how far the electorate has tilted to the left in a state that was once very reliably conservative.
You actually mentioned state lawmaker Aaron Lieberman. I think he mentioned that he was born and raised there. You were raised there. You're from Arizona. You covered elections for a long time before moving back there. Being there now and seeing this flip, can you talk a little bit more about the significance and the change that you're seeing just in your coverage from several years ago to now?
Oh, absolutely. So I grew up in this state. I reported here for many years. I spent years and years at the border, especially at this time when it was right before 2010. SB 1070, the immigration law, was passed. It was like a bomb went off in Arizona. I mean, yes, there were many people in the state and across the country who thought stricter immigration laws were a good idea. But really, the backlash to SB 1070, which I referred to a little bit earlier, it's hard to really explain what a difference that has made in the state of Arizona. When I was growing up here and when I was reporting here 6-7 years ago, I mean, this was always a Republican state. There was no question Arizona would be reliably red. This is Barry Goldwater country. This is John McCain country. But so much has changed over the last 10 years. Again, so hard to really overstate that.
Here and now is Peter O'Dowd reporting from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're welcome, Tanya.